Welcome back to the show, everyone. My name is Tim. This is Lindsay. It's your boy and girl. It's your girl on the Shoot Your Shot podcast, the photography call-in show, where we take your answers, take your questions, your DMs, your hot takes, and we answer them here on the podcast. Lindsay, what's going on this week? What's new?
Oh, Timothy. Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me here back into our office. Yeah, it's nice. Oh, it's your show. It's about both of ours.
We start the show by rolling the old magic eight ball. So
yeah, let's get it. Would you mind reaching for me? I'm really strapped in here. Tim got us these really nice in-ear monitors a couple of shows ago, and they're lovely, but I am constantly afraid I'm going to unclip mine because of my hair. Mm-hmm. Anyways, moving on to the eight ball. What question would you like to ask it, Tim?
It's an exciting week because right now, if you're listening to this, day negative one of Canada Photo Summit in Waterloo, Ontario.
Oh my gosh.
And if you're one of the people attending, hello, and we're excited to see you later today if you're listening it when this podcast comes out at 4 a.m. It's going to be an exciting couple of days. I'm excited for that. So maybe we should ask something related to the Canada Photo Summit.
Okay. I have a question. This is going to be for anyone that's coming to Canada Photo Summit, whether you're Canadian or not Canadian. Okay. Should I try to make a new friend this week at Canada Photo Summit or even beyond? You know, let's just say, should I make a new friend this week?
Love that for us. Love that for them.
Usually I'm a no new friends kind of gal, but conference weeks, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's decidedly so.
There it is. You have to make a new friend if you're coming.
It's just, that's the math. Yeah. The eight ball told us we didn't make the rules.
Keep in mind, we are also already your friend. So you cannot use that as a...
That's the truth. Listen, if you haven't met us in person, we would like to make friends with you. So if you're listening to this podcast, we've already gotten some messages from people saying, hey, I listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
It's so wild to think how far we've come since... our very first episode,
8 episodes ago.
one year ago.
Oh, yeah.
We did record one episode 1 year ago. Yeah. And for those of you who maybe have missed our real first episode, we never actually
released it, on time
it a year ago. We just released it this
year.
We've
had this set for a long time.
So we've been working. We've been in a work in progress, as we all are, but it's so fun to see the people are sending us messages saying, hey, I'm coming to Canada Photo Summit. Can I meet you guys?
Yeah, of course.
By all means, baby, you can meet us.
Come on by. Say hi.
And then after Canada Photo Summit, we are also going to be at Way Up North.
Yes.
So Canada Photo Summit is the conference that I created with my husband, Taylor. Mm-hmm. So we created this conference because we wanted to bring people to our hometown. We wanted them to meet our friends. We wanted them to come to the restaurants we like to go to.
Yeah.
It was really selfish.
It's a real selfish way to get people to come to a place where we don't have to get on a plane.
We have really fun friends that are great educators and talented photographers.
It's a great community too.
They should come to us.
We're also in a very unique space in the community that we live in because it's such a Goldilocks zone of weddings in terms of venues, vendors. It doesn't feel like... I mean, it's not a big city, which is nice. It's not Toronto. You don't get that kind of competition that you get in Toronto. It's very sweet and lovely here.
It is really nice. Yeah. We've got lovely parks, outdoor spaces. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to shoot. So if you're a photographer and you're coming here, you can actually do a photo walk with Tim, which I'm super excited about. This is the first year. So we've only done two. This is the second Canada Photo Summit
2.0.
ever.
Yep.
And, you know, we try to iterate. We're going to keep improving on them. And last year, we just had events like parties and stuff, as well as the conference, which are sit down in a theater, education style conferences. Yeah. And then
lecture style.
We were like, lecture style. And we were like, how do we improve on this without it, you know, growing into like a massive beast of a conference?
We want to keep that intimate feeling, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's still, so it did like, I think there's like 5 tickets left, but we have like 120 attendees this
Amazing.
Year, which is massive.
That's huge. That's the full theater. What's the capacity on
120.
That? Good grief.
Yeah. Standing so there will be some people that inevitably will be like, oopsie daisies, I can't come. So I'm not too concerned.
Well, there is one ticket. One of our friends can't, one of our friends of the show, Kira, her friend cannot make it. So there's
there's going to be a couple of people that, you know, can't make it, and that's all good. But if you're coming to Canada Photo Summit, you can go to a photo walk with Tim, yeah. which is super exciting. We have some models lined up mm-hmm. that are going to be ready and willing to go for a little walk about uptown Waterloo with you.
You can see some of the best parts of Waterloo.
Tim and our friend Liam Good.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it. We've got some really other great speakers, but if you're hearing this and you're not coming, well, it's just too late.
It's too late for you. 3.0, we'll see you there.
Absolutely too late, but you can follow Canada Photo Summit on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And well, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, will be information coming.
About new things.
About
on the horizon.
About things. About the things that are coming. So that's what's happening
yep.
in our future world. What about you? How's your week been?
It's been busy, but it's been good. Like I've mapped out the last 4 days of my life, and I had a commercial shoot in Arnprior in Ottawa, which was kind of fun.
Wild.
Long drive.
Yeah, how many hours is that from here?
That's a 5-hour drive.
Ouch.
5:45. Yeah.
How, did you listen to this podcast on loop or what?
I don't know, a few podcasts. I had a few phone calls. One of them was with my good friend Dave. We play this game. He loves maps. And so
I need to pause 1 second.
Okay.
We need to tell everybody about your friends, Dave.
Oh, I have 6 Daves in my life.
And Tim just always says, my friend Dave. Oh, that's my friend Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my friend Dave. But then I have to be like, but which friend Dave? Oh, yeah, my friend Dave and I were talking. So anyways, this is your good friend Dave, yeah. which I think we should report back to the others.
Who I just spent the last 24 hours with. He lives in London, Ontario, which is sad, but he's worth the visit, worth the trip to London.
That is such shade. Oh, my gosh.
London's fine. It just knows what it is. And
firmly
it's
fine.
And we play this fun game where I'm driving, I'll call him. And then I'll shout out landmarks, and his job is to try and find those. But they're not like Googleable things. I'll give him like non-descriptive descriptions of what I'm seeing, and then a destination. He'll try and pick the highway and pick kind of where I am, and we try to get close to it. And then this time it was fun. I just told him I'm crossing St. Peter's and Longhorn now, and then he would tell me what's coming up in like a kilometer and what to look out for.
Wow,
it was like a fun like. Having a you did audio this on heads your drive. Up display. Yeah. Yeah. It was a very.
It sounds like something that men would love to do. I'm like glazing over, like, wow. We
talked about things too, but it was a nice way to like structure the talk where it's not just like, you know, talking about nothing.
He's literally on Google Satellite taking yeah. a road trip with you. Like, wow.
It was a fun way to podcast, but Dave's a listener of the show. What's your week been like?
Oh,
you had a bit of a rough one.
Loaded question. Okay, yeah. So you know what's so funny? I was flying high.
Okay.
Do you remember, like, let's take us back like 8 days ago.
Let's do it.
It was like my birthday.
Yeah.
I tempted the universe.
New
I said
car energy.
Nothing can go wrong.
So much
I got
on.
A new car.
Yeah.
Yep. My Bell's palsy resolved itself.
Amazing.
One of our friends sent me a Gucci wallet as a gift.
Yeah.
Didn't even know it was my birthday, just as a thank you for being a supporter of her company, which is like, I'm like, this is just incredibly
the
delightful.
The nicest thing. Yeah.
There were so many things that I just felt like I cannot lose.
Yeah.
And then I said out loud to Taylor, where there is a yin, there's usually a yang. And I hope I don't find the yang anytime soon. And the yang came. So
came in hard.
Yeah. The yin came in hard. So
the yang
yeah.
came in hard. Yeah.
So yeah, my birthday was last Saturday, and then last Tuesday I got some really brutal news about a very close family friend of mine who is quite sick, and that's really shitty. Yeah. And yeah, last week was pretty much just like mentally, physically dedicated to handling that. Yeah, yeah, just like being the support.
It was a Tuesday, you said?
Yeah, so Tuesday I found out, and then
yeah.
Wednesday I went up north to go to the hospital and just spend some time with their family. And yeah, you know what's interesting? Like, I know we talked about this while I was in it. Like, wow, it sure would be a good time to have a fucking job right now.
Yeah.
I could just take a little leave.
Take a sick leave.
I would just write a little note into HR mm-hmm. and say, hey, I'm out. I'm like going to jump in to help out with some family friends that need support.
Yeah.
And I would be able to just take time.
And just go.
And like, no I don't worries. Want to oversimplify that. Like, obviously people that have to deal with that, there is the issue of like, it, you know, there's always a grass is greener situation.
Because
you, depending on the type of boss you have,
just
calling in is maybe not always
ideal
the easiest
or,
thing you can do, depending on And this is the funny thing, like this past few months has actually been really challenging. Like I had Bell's palsy.
Yes.
My face was frozen. You know, my doctor was like, please take some time and like de-stress. And I was like, no problem.
Yeah.
And then this happened a week later, you know. So
Aries season, man.
Yeah, it's just Aries season is so firmly chaotic, and it really Aries season came in hard.
It's funny that I wanted to know if it was on a Tuesday versus a weekend, because I feel like if it's on a weekend and being wedding photographers, like that's such a stressful thing to think about.
Yeah.
Because you can picture, you know, bad things are going to happen in our lives.
Yeah, of course.
We can't avoid these things.
Nope.
It's part of life is, you know, experiencing the good and the bad. And the bad defines the good in such a good way. But yeah. When these things happen on a weekend where we have scheduled shoots, we have to be somewhere. We don't have someone to fill in.
You get a bad call at a 10 a.m. on a Saturday or something like that. Yeah, that's just like, it's the worst. And yeah, it's really rough. I mean, as I feel like most people that know me or have known me for a long time know, like in 2016, my life came crumbling down. So Taylor and I were engaged. That's not the crumbling part. We got engaged and
they'll be happy to know that.
Yeah, that's not the crumbling part. We got engaged in December of 2015.
Yep.
We had like a nice year of being engaged, and then December of 2016, which was 1 year before we were gonna get married.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Correct.
My like best friend died.
Yeah.
And suddenly, and very, we're getting dark here, everybody. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Dark room.
A TW. But yeah, this is gonna be a therapy session, and that's just fine. We'll start off with a little therapy.
Yeah, let's get into it.
But yeah, 2016 was a very, well, the end of 2016, basically all of 2017 was rough for me. Kristen was like basically my sister. Mm-hmm. We met when we were 18 months old in daycare. Okay. We were like raised in each other's homes, you know? And so we had a really like beautiful
sisters. You were like sisters.
We were sisters, right? Yeah. And our families are really close. So, that year really taught me how to not fall apart. Like, because I had no choice.
Yeah.
But also, I look back on that now with the clarity that I have, and I'm like, okay, so we need some better systems in place, because I was in 2016, 2017, like firmly into my business. It was going so well. It was really, really strong and very busy.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a quick little phone call. Let me just end that. I'm a little busy right now.
Yeah.
It's just somebody trying to sell me duct cleaning. We don't even have ducts.
We don't. That's a duct. That's a duct over there.
Oh, okay. Well,
if you're watching the show, we're also on YouTube.
That's our landlord's problem.
Pointing
certainly
to a duct that
ours.
We don't own. But you were just getting to the thick of your business.
Oh, yeah. So I was really in the thick of it. Yeah. And I had some processes in place.
Sure.
You know.
But nothing really set up for like bereavement leave. Or,
no. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, I didn't have an assistant. Yeah. I didn't have a lot of admin support. Mm-hmm. I also did not have a really good emotional system set up in place for myself.
Yeah.
Like, I love structure. I thrive in structure. I thrive in, you know, a morning routine and a night routine.
Yeah.
And I thrive in structure. And our businesses are the least structured thing you could possibly have, right?
Especially like, in the beginning when you don't know what the template
you're
is.
You're developing all of it yourself, right? Like now I know Tuesdays are usually my day off or my day to podcast or my day to be in the studio because I developed my business that way.
Yeah.
You know, Sundays I'm usually shooting family sessions or like whatever, right? I know now, but 5 or 6 years into your business, you just don't have those same things.
Processes
quite
in place.
Yeah. So when things fall apart and you don't have a boss to say, hey, you need to get up and you need to go do some things. Mm-hmm. And I also wasn't regularly taking care of myself by working out and in therapy. And, you know, I fell apart. Right. I was like drinking heavily.
Yeah.
I mean, also we were like,
you're also mourning the loss of a dear, like a family member, essentially.
I was 26 years old and I was already just messy from, you know, being 26 years old.
Yeah.
But like there is a worm on the table. I hate that so much. Just a tiny little worm. Watching,
we're also on YouTube. You can check us out.
Yeah, you want to see our worm friend.
I don't want to touch him.
This is so funny. Like I'm talking about just like the darkest thing. Like, and
oh God.
Then we have a worm.
Oh, I just gushed.
Well, the worm's also dead now, so rip. That's
rough. Rip worm.
That's rough.
From me? I feel like every time I see a weird thing, I'm like, did that come from my body? I'm just so self-conscious of like.
I don't think it did.
Oozing worms. I don't know why.
I think it's probably from our window. If I had to take a guess. But yeah,
26 years old, no process in
place. I remember going into our wedding, like it was a struggle to the finish line of our wedding because I'm like, okay, I have to play on this wedding without like this girl who would be my maid of honor.
Yeah.
And, you know, like just really, really big feelings of some of the happiest days of my life mixed with the darkest days of my life. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, in the past few years, I have grown up and learned from some of the worst things that happened to me. I'd also realized like we must design our businesses so that they support us during these times. So I now pay for benefits so that I can go to therapy regularly and I can go to the naturopath regularly and I can do those things like to support me as a human being also has a business.
Yeah, structures in place like a bamboo structure on a building outside of, you know.
Yes.
Like you're always constantly looking at yourself like you're under renovation.
Yes.
And having those structures so it's not just you against the wind all the time.
We cannot be building up without
some kind of
scaffolding
that's in place.
Yes. Yeah. So
great way to look at that.
Look at us. Look at
analogies.
Are we builders? There's gonna be a builder listening to this. It's like scaffolding is for.
Also not North American at all, but yeah, bamboo is very regional.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah. So, you know, without getting too deep into what is going on this past week because things are still very much like an active situation. I'm sure at some point I'll feel comfortable with sharing about it, but I had to take a step back.
Yeah.
After I felt like I was already pretty in the weeds from the previous few weeks of like, okay, I have to take a step back. I'm like, how many steps back can you take?
Yeah.
How many times can you tell your clients, hey, sorry for getting back to you late on this. I am dealing with a crisis. They're going to at some point be like, is this girl okay?
She attracted it.
And it's interesting. Like, I don't know if you feel like this, Tim. Maybe this is a woman thing. Okay. Maybe it's a perfectionism thing. But I fear telling my clients when things are not going so well because I don't want them to think like I don't want them to ever be worried that I don't have the train on the tracks.
Yeah.
Especially when their weddings are coming up soon. Like we have a wedding with one of my clients this weekend. Mm-hmm. So I am not on social media posting being like, my life is falling apart. My life is not personally falling apart, right? Yeah. Like, but I do have this responsibility to take care of my people when something is going on. So I'm taking a step away from my day-to-day work.
Yes.
But do I want to then say to my clients whose wedding is this Sunday, hey, I'm dealing with this, you know,
very
really rough situation.
Traumatic experience. Yeah.
And I'm going to still show up like butterfly. Like when
it comes down to, I think, not to cut you off, but down to you're making your clients nervous. You don't want to ever project a thing that could essentially make them. And I know you want to be, there's a beauty in being honest with people in our lives, whether that be social circles or business circles, and letting them like into the inner circle of what's going on with us and why that's important to us.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it needs to be, and this sounds weird, but you need to almost have like a bow on it in a way where it's like, this happened, it sucked, but I learned from it and I'm back to where I am you need to reassure them that the train is on the track for whatever you're going through, instead of like, I'm in the thick of it. And I might be an emotional wreck for your wedding. No one wants to hear that.
No.
As sad as that is to be, you know, quantified as a resource, you are.
At the end of the day, you have to look at this as from a client experience.
Yes.
What would I hope for right now? Because yes, I recognize that all of my vendors are human beings. However, from a customer standpoint, like, okay, so when, for a good example, when Kristen passed, I had a wedding 10 days later.
Yeah.
Maybe 13. Anyways, it was a very short period of time afterwards. It was over Christmas. And is this thing playing music? Yeah, sweet. We're playing Sheryl Crow, Gonna Soak Up the Sun.
ADD podcast.
I could just hear this like music.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
10 days after Kristen passed away.
And I had to shoot this wedding.
Yeah.
And I had posted like once Kristen's family had shared with other people, I had posted saying, you know, that Kristen had passed. And I was never I was never secretive about sharing what I was going through or anything like that. I tried to obviously hold back some of it. I didn't want to just look like I was a human tornado.
Yeah.
Looking back on it now, honestly, I was in such a trauma state. I actually don't remember all of the things that I shared and said.
Wow.
I couldn't tell you. I assumed that they were all kosher. Nobody tried to cancel their wedding with me.
Yeah.
But I do remember my bride for my December 31st wedding, reaching out being like, are you good? Like, are you going to be yeah. good? And she wasn't saying it from a place of judgment or anything. She was just like checking in. Mm-hmm. I heard what happened. Like, are you going to be okay? And I was like, you know, thankfully she and I knew each other personally outside of it. And I was like, it's going to be totally fine. Taylor's going to shoot it with me.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I knew it would be great to have my own personal support person there.
Yes.
To
in
have
two ways. Right.
Right.
Emotional,
like,
and
if I need to dip out, he can take over for me with zero questions asked,
yes.
which I think goes into the importance of building up a team around you that knows you so well, that knows your style, that knows how you would want to handle a day.
Yeah.
It never needed to happen. There was one moment during speeches where, like, one of the
Bridesmaids
yeah. was doing her speech, and I was like, I'm out. And I just left the room, and I texted Taylor, and I was like, I'll come back when that's done.
I've worked with photographers in the past who I've never met, but the second photographer, when they're shooting with them, was like, hey, so-and-so, the main photographer, is going to dip out during the father-daughter dance because her father recently passed away.
Right.
I'm like, first of all, amazing that she's here, because that's wild. I don't know if I could do a wedding right away after, it was like the week after.
This is the thing. I think you'd be surprised what you can do, though.
But the photographer stuck around.
In some ways, it's almost good.
They didn't leave during they shot through it.
I'm like, wow, good
for you. And like, I think it just comes down to wanting to do right by your couples and make
sure.
And you're also in a different head state.
It's honestly, I love whenever I'm having a rough day or a rough week and then I shoot a wedding.
Yeah.
I'm so one track focused.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not checking my phone. I'm not paying attention to anything else.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is amazing. This
yeah.
is like my own little like blinders are on. Yes.
Exactly.
The blinders are on. I have literally no clue what's going on outside of
in that quote unquote flow state. It's just like,
yes.
this is what the task is. I don't have to, it's meditative in a lot of ways, but you don't have to think about the world that you come from.
Yes.
It just, this is the moment we're here
That's
right
now.
That's
why I always feel good about telling my clients, I may have dropped the ball administratively over the last couple of weeks, but come your wedding day.
Baby,
I can
do it one eye, one arm.
I'm going to be thriving.
Yes.
I'm going to actually be better than I would have if this hadn't happened, because I'm going to be so grateful that I don't have to be thinking about anything but this moment right here.
A lot of it's medicine too. A lot of it is like, I get jazzed from a day. It takes me a while to come down off a day, which is helpful that we, you know, have systems in place to back up footage and photos once we get home. I need that hour or two to like decompress and become Tim again, not photographer Tim
shooting weddings,
which is interesting that we're, you know, have this dichotomy amongst us. So for lesser, we kind of ranted here a bit, and we're probably going to do maybe one question this episode, which is fine with me.
Oh, that's for sure. I'm down with whatever you want to talk about, Tim.
Yes, we're doing great. But I was wondering what you mentioned having systems in place emotionally, which is something we're all kind of working on. And if you aren't already, you should be. And if you have a photography studio where you have multiple associates shooting with you, that's a very physical thing to have an emotional or a support system for. But I'm wondering for people who are solo shooters, solo business owners, like yourself, myself, Taylor, Liam, basically everyone in our community for the most part is just first name, last name photography.
Yeah.
Without
people believe
associates.
In you.
How should we, and I know how we do it, but how do you think people can go about setting up those fail safes of, oh, I can't shoot this wedding because X, Y, Z. Someone has to come to my place. What do you do in that situation? That's probably going to be a question later on, but we'll answer it now.
Yeah. I mean, thank God I have never had to, because of personal reasons, ever had to back out of a wedding.
Yeah.
The only wedding I've ever not been able to shoot was a COVID wedding that they rescheduled to date that I wasn't available for.
Same.
Right. And, same. And that was a great scenario because my friend Nova, who like for a long period of time, if you were to sit us side by side and look at our website side by side, you'd think we were the same person, which is a great compliment.
Kind
and,
of.
Yeah. That's what I mean. If you were to stand us side
when
by side.
When you were
side,
blonde,
like,
it was like, which one is Nova?
She's brunette now.
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
So,
oh yeah, she is. That's right.
So it's
that's fun.
It's nice to have people that you have worked alongside for enough years.
Yeah.
that even if their normal style is not the same as yours, like they can fake it. They know enough of like, you would know how I would shoot getting ready. You know, yeah. that I like to do a flat lay, you know, yeah. how I like to pose people and mm-hmm. the types of specific shots that I'm expecting because I know my clients are hoping for it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to train people up while things are good.
Yeah.
And to have those systems in place while things are good.
Love it.
I think the other thing that's really important, and this is maybe a bit of a sidetrack, is when you know that things are not good for you, mm-hmm. the importance of a phone call, like instead of an email, is yeah. huge. Like this past week, I knew that I was really not, I was not doing a great job for my clients that are coming up, truthfully. I felt like, do you ever get this? This happens to me so infrequently, but I swear to God, it is just how the universe goes.
Okay.
You're like, just doing a bang up job on communicating with all of your clients. And that one mm-hmm. client reaches out after you've just emptied your inbox. And you're like, I'll answer that the next time that mm-hmm. So then they get like a few days before your next sitting down and answering all your emails.
Yep.
And then the next time that they reach out, you're dealing with a situation, or they reach out on like a Saturday morning and you don't quickly, get back to them until Tuesday or something archive it or something.
Yeah.
So I swear this client that I'm dealing with now, they reached out last Tuesday.
Okay.
As all of this was falling apart.
Great.
I didn't respond at all. Their yeah. wedding is next weekend. So I would, if I was them, I'd be freaking right out.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Why isn't she responding?
Why isn't this girl getting back to me? Yeah.
And they reached out being like, hi, can we have a call? And I just responded back being like, yes, can we please have a call? And I was so apologetic. And honestly, I don't know if I've won them over yet. I believe you and I will win them over okay. on the weekend. Great. Like I do not know that I have convinced them that like I'm 100% in.
Okay.
I responded back to them and I said, I am so sorry. I feel like I dropped the ball here. I'd love to get on a call with you. On the call, I explained to them what was going on.
Right.
So like they know, you know, I'm a human being.
Yeah.
And there's some things going on, but I held enough back that they're not worried. Like Lindsay's going to dip out in the middle of our wedding on Sunday or yeah. something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think the importance of a phone call is so critical when it comes to customer service.
Tell me more.
Because it's just the difference in inflection and tone of your voice.
Yeah.
If I say in an email, hey, I'm really sorry I dropped the ball on this, that just sounds like an excuse. Hey, I'm
really sorry I dropped right? the ball on this.
That yeah. person is still mad. They're going to stay mad because first of all, emails make everybody mad on the receiving or sending end. So if I'm receiving this email and my wedding's in a week, I'm already mad and I'm going to stay mad.
I have to read another email? God damn it.
This is so annoying, yeah. right? So now you're looking at it like, oh, well, okay, we'll have this call. And I say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, I just want to start out this call by saying I'm like incredibly sorry. I recognize that I have not given you the level of service that I like really aim to give you.
Yeah.
I want you to feel confident. I am so excited for your wedding. And then you mention a few specific things that you're excited for. So like they don't think that you're just reading a script. You genuinely do mean it. You're yeah. like, I know we've talked about this and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this and I'm really excited about that. And moving forward, I just want you to know, like, this is my personal number. You can call or text me anytime.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to feel like, you know, I'm not going to be involved in this. But, and of course, it's always the clients that maybe need a little bit more from you yeah. too, right? Like, they're the ones yeah. that are like, they needed a little bit more handholding yeah. that are the ones that you goof it up with. So I do think the importance of like remembering you are a customer service
human
focused business.
Yes.
You know, and when people aren't feeling good about working with you moving into your wedding day, you're starting at a deficit.
It's not good.
It's not
a climb to get
it
out of
it. It does
that.
Not matter what kind of crisis you're dealing with in your business.
Yep.
If you make your clients nervous, they will not care. They will not care if it's a death in your family. They yeah. will not care if your partner is sick. They're just thinking, this is my wedding though. Are you going to deal with it or not?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a good job or not? Because that's all they're worried about. And I get that. They paid you a lot of money so that you can figure that all out.
They paid you to be here for do a thing. And if you're not doing the thing, what did I pay you for?
So that's an aside. But, you know, there's definitely things that I've learned that have helped me over the years. Automating.
Yeah.
You know, before your wedding kind of details mm-hmm. or before your shoot kind of details.
Yep.
Really automating as much as you can without removing the human side of it. And mm-hmm. for every person, that's going to be different.
I mean, I guess my question initially, great, Lindsay, great answers.
Thank you. Really, you want to talk about it. Emotions. You want to get,
no, deep. I want to talk about if you can't show up to a wedding, like, and you're not, you don't have an associate team of photographers. Like, we're very lucky, I feel like, and it's helped us maybe take on more clients than other people would, that we have each other in terms of our friendship, you and I and Taylor and now Liam, and it's growing, right? Our group of like local people who are all
you trust to first show
name
up,
last name photography, who if I need someone to fill in, I can trust one of these people.
Of course. Yeah. And like, that's the goal, right? Yeah. The goal is that you have these people that you can call on. Like, remember when Kristen passed and I was already, I had already agreed to do essentially a memorial shoot for a family whose whose mom was really sick. And they asked me to do this family shoot that was going to be sort of their last family session. And then Kristen passed and I was like,
can't do that.
I will not be the right person for you. And like, honestly, moving into it before Kristen had passed, I was like, I think I can handle this. Like, I think emotionally I have the capability, I have the capacity to handle this and to go into this professionally. But all I would have done is cause more trauma to this family. I'd be like, let me tell you about a really awful, like I was just too in the weeds. And so thankfully I called you, Tim, and I was like, do you think you could just handle this one? And I didn't charge them for the shoot. So that was the other thing. It's like, you're not asking your friend to do a shoot where you're going to pay them. You're asking your friend to like, can you take over my responsibility of this like debt that I owe to this family, essentially, right? So it comes down to a lot of things. Building up your support system is huge, whether that be with other photographers or even just with family that can help you out to say, hey, I'm not going to be doing super great. Like, could you help me out and like make me a nice meal?
Dishes,
or
clean a bit of my house. Something that is
remind me to take my medication. I don't know what it might be for you, right?
Unburden some part of my life that isn't this responsibility so I can do this responsibility that I'm paid to do.
And I think it also comes down to like being really, really clear with your people and not expecting them to mind read, right? So that's a huge thing that I've learned, probably the one of the biggest things that I've learned through going to therapy in, over the years is like, you can't expect people to know what you need if you don't ask them for it. And people really do want to help you. Like your partner, your friends, your parents, they really do, for the most part, hopefully, hopefully you have these people in your life, but they do really want to help. So, you know, you have to learn how to communicate that. So when all of this is going on, I said to Taylor, like, you know, it'd be awesome is like, if you could just take care of X, Y, and Z for me this week, like I'm not going to have the capacity to handle that. And that would be really great if you could take care of those things for me. No problem. Right. Like, of course they're going to do that when you ask them, but you cannot be mad at people for things you've never asked for. I mean, you can be,
but it's unjust.
You'll be an asshole.
It's not a good way to live your life. This got dark, but in like a really meaningful, lovely way. Thank you for sharing all that. That's a rough week.
You know, life is so funny. We document like the best moments in people's lives all the time, and some of the worst also, right? Like we are involved in some really heavy,
interesting moments,
heavy things. And you know, we know when people have passed because you see the download
of grandma
notifications, right? Like you're involved in some really, really heavy emotional things. And it's so important for us, I think, as photographers to like honor our own experience of our lives, but also as being part of other people's
We're ultimately part of the, you know, the lives of the people that we photograph. So.
Yeah. Big moments, you know? So, you know, I'll always be a big proponent of therapy, walks outside,
Exercise,
drinking some water. Like moving your body in like the most minimal way for you. If that feels nice.
And asking for help.
And ask your friends for help. Timbo, how are you feeling? Should we do one softball of a question just to lighten things up here?
Absolutely, we should. First, we're going to take a bit of a B.
Okay, that would be a mentee B. We're going to take a mentee B. we're going to slam cut right from this really nice and thoughtful conversation into commercialism.
Lindsay, I've noticed something really interesting about your Instagram posts lately.
Oh, have you, Tim?
I feel like you're trying harder.
Oh my gosh. My secret, and it's not so secret, is social templates. Everyone who is a photographer knows how painful it is to make reels. Remember, you used to be able to just like take photos and then put them on Instagram and people would see them? No longer. Now you must make a reel. Now, in order for people to see said photos, they must be in video form.
Even if you're a photographer, you need to focus on video. And what is one of the ways you do that, Lindsay?
Social templates. So social templates is this incredible platform. You know, when you're on Instagram and you go to somebody's Instagram and you're like, oh, I really love that reel. I'll show you one that I made. And you're thinking to yourself, wow, that's beautiful. It's synced to the beat. It's using a trending audio. I wish that I could make something like that. Well, now you can. So when you are a subscriber of Social Templates, you will get access to this private Social Templates account. You will then have access to brand new trending reels. Every single week they put new ones out. You'll see how many, this one says 11 segments. So that can be photo, video, if you have BTS, if you have actual stills that you've already edited and delivered. It's really so simple. You'll hit this use template button and then you just plunk them in.
Whoa.
And they are already time synced.
Amazing.
So they're beat matched, they're time synced, and because the audio is trending and because it's current, it's going to put it into people's feeds, which is the goal. So Amazing. It looks like I'm trying hard, but actually I'm trying not at all. Socialtemplates.co is where you're going to go to sign up. It's $29 a month, which is basically nothing when you compare it to the cost of having like a marketing assistant or even just your own time spent in CapCut or whatever many apps. You use my code Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, and you will get the first month free. And I strongly recommend it. You're going to try it for the first month and you're going to be like, I'm in. So give it a shot. Socialtemplates.co. The promo code Lindsay.
Promo code Lindsay. Socialtemplates.co. Back to the show. Welcome.
Wait. Oh, sorry. What?
No, go
I'm
for
sorry.
It. No, I step on my feet. It's fine.
I was just going to say.
No, go for it.
Tim.
Go ahead.
I love you. And let's read the next question.
We have a question here, a video question. As always, you can submit your questions, whether they be text form, audio form, video form, or some kind of mental telepathy, if you have that technology, through our Instagram account, the Shoot Your Shot Podcast on Instagram. Just drop into our DMs. Slide into those DMs, face first, no mask. Let's go to the first question. This one is from Emerson Bailey from Espanza, Spain.
Wow, I wish I was there.
Good morning. So here's my question. I have an issue with when to sell people all the extras. Like, we offer advanced or faster delivery, albums. Some people want to buy all the raw footage, but I've always kind of left it till people ask, at what point are you actually selling these things to them? Is it during their like initial consultation? And I've also got a guilty confession. I've never actually sold someone an album, and it's something I really think I'm losing out on.
Yeah.
Great to hear your thoughts. Cheers.
Thanks, Emerson. That was real sweet. He is he slipped in our DMs and talked to us. I think you and myself.
I love that.
He's a very, very sweet man. So thank you for the question.
Emerson's on a hot girl walk right now.
He's looking good. Yeah, where was he? Where are we looking here? That's like, let's scroll through this. I want to see what he's seeing.
He sent
here.
Us like a really nice, yeah.
It's gorgeous. Wherever you are.
He sent us a photo of it actually too, which is really cute. Okay. Of like, this is where I am. And he's just like, you know, on the coast. It looks gorgeous. So we're all Add-ons. Jealous of that. But also if you're on a hot girl walk and you're just listening to this podcast right now, pause it right
pause
now.
It right now.
Send us a little DM with, I guarantee you've got a question. Yeah, I guarantee you've got at. A hot take.
Show us how cool your scene is.
Yeah, let us know. But Emerson.
Add-ons. Upsells.
Albums.
What's your experience with upsells? I'll start with mine.
I would love to hear yours, Tim.
I started my sales career at Blockbuster.
Love that so
and
much.
Upselling the rewards program for $9.99.
Oh.
It's just the cost of a rental. Also, it's what the month it of you? April. I can take $2 off with this coupon. Let me tell you about these coupons.
Oh, okay.
Every month, you get a $2 off coupon.
Oh, I bought this.
Of course you did.
At Blockbuster.
I was a rental
member.
Concessions. You can use it to pay a late fee, I think, although it's a restocking fee because our rescheduling fee, or restocking fee because late fees were abolished in 2007.
It's illegal.
It's not legal. I'll tell you why.
I know. I'm
the
just
point
saying.
Is, it's I illegal. Was always told by my manager, April, who was 4'3", who I could push around literally and emotionally. It was a lot of fun. We had a good relationship, but that I needed to sell more rewards. And so that's my experience with add-ons starting there. I hated the idea of it. It irked me to my core.
Okay.
I believed it was a good thing, but not for everyone. That's the problem. I always felt like the rewards program was good if you're renting 3 to 4 times a month. And that would be the sale of, I'm on you. Mm-hmm. There we go. If you're watching on YouTube, that was an edit. But the idea that if it's not right for someone, I felt guilty trying to sell them on something that I didn't think they needed.
You're qualifying them before they've qualified themselves.
But I'm qualifying them based on the history of seeing how much they rent. If they rent once every 6 months, This is not for them.
But maybe they would start renting more.
I know, but I always feel guilty. I always feel like I was taking something from them personally, even though they were getting great value in return.
That's interesting. So that's a scarcity mindset, but
wrong,
I agree.
It is very much so. I started off on the wrong foot with that. And then only in the last couple of years have I started to upsell in a way of like, hey, raw footage ain't cheap. It ain't free either. You want it?
This is real extra value. Money. This is real value. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So real it is time. A weird thing to get into. I've been struggling with it most of my life. I'll admit that. There's a lot of cool tools you can use to kind of automate that in a way where it doesn't feel like you're selling and something's selling for you. Take it away with PickTime, Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is going to sound like an ad now. It's not an ad, but I will give you my code.
Please.
I think my code for PickTime is just Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, honestly, slay. Okay. But I started using PickTime a year ago, and PickTime is a huge time saver. I actually just hit go this morning on my Mother's Day automation.
I saw that. I got the email.
Did you get the email? Yeah, I love that. I love flower. That. Yeah. I wonder which gallery you got it for. Maybe many, actually.
Yeah, there's a few.
So, Emerson, to answer your question, there is no right or wrong way to do anything in your business. If you want to pre-sell some of these add-ons, then pre-sell them, baby. Mm-hmm. If you want to make it something you discuss with couples after their wedding, presuming we're talking just weddings, but, you know, it could be sessions of any kind, do it later, you know? A thing that's been really hard for me to wrap my mind around over the years has always been, just because I couldn't afford this at some point in my life doesn't mean that they can't.
Exactly.
And just because I don't value this doesn't mean that they don't.
They're spending a lot on this day.
I just had a client order come through
last
week. Oh, this was one of my wins.
Yeah.
This was one of my wins. Remember, I was like, I'm on fire this week. Like,
nothing
literally
can
Aries,
go wrong.
Aries energy.
Yeah.
I sent you a screenshot of it. So there are real proof of this happening. I did a family shoot, and I'm not an in-person sales girly. It's just not my vibe.
Yep.
So I run PickTime automations, which I think are as close to an in-person sales thing that as I want to get to. It encourages the sale. It reminds them of the discounts that I offer. It reminds them of the products that I will sell you.
And the limited time offer of these things.
Exactly.
There's a countdown built in, which I love.
I believe that it is a service to these clients. I do. But anyways, yeah. I'm just having a nice regular little night.
Yeah.
And I get a $2,200 album sale on a family session. And I was just stunned.
Yeah.
The clients designed the albums themselves through PickTime.
So
I didn't even design the things.
Amazing.
Which is usually the biggest, you know, time thing. And not only that, now they're getting these gorgeous books for their home, for their parents, whomever they bought the other ones for. It's two albums. And I, you know, I didn't really have to do anything other than to make them these really pretty photos and help them through the planning process of the photos so that we make sure that they are print worthy and they're excited
and
about these, right?
Yeah.
So for me, that's how I do it. But in the planning phase and at the shoot themselves, I bring up printed products.
Amazing.
So I am...
You plant that seed.
Yeah, letting it ruminate.
Yeah.
Letting it ruminate. So people that are interested in prints will be looking out for those sales.
Yep.
They'll be looking out for some sort of, you know, offer from me. And the people that are not thinking about it, now they're like, oh, that is something to consider.
Yeah.
You know, it is
That's
something
a
that I'm
fun
interested
experiment
in.
That Emerson can try and anyone else can try is when you're doing a shoot next time to say, oh my God, this is such a print worthy photo.
Yes.
These will look great on your wall. So
do you know what this would look beautiful as?
Yeah. Thought seed in their head so that by the time they get their gallery back, they can already be thinking about printing. That's a fun thing to do. I should start doing that. This is a great idea.
Yes, it is a great idea.
Honestly.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about it as if it was a wedding.
Okay.
Because you don't sell albums.
I don't.
You've
I had the option
one?
To. I've sold prints, but no albums.
Okay.
Yeah, like you, Emerson, I've also never sold an album. I printed one as a marketing tool for wedding shows, and that's it.
Albums, I think, are the greatest service that you can offer to your clients.
Yeah.
So it hurts my heart when my clients don't print albums.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you, you know, say they've got a gallery wall, but as soon as you have potentially a baby come on the scene,
yep.
whatever, those photos are getting gone.
Yeah.
What happens to the $7,000 investment your clients just made on their wedding photos?
Digital.
They are just lost in the abyss. Mm-hmm. They are just on a laptop somewhere. They are just in the cloud, which is not real.
No.
The cloud is not real.
Hot take, Lindsay, go for it.
The cloud is not real. Like, the cloud is not real. You know what is real?
The limit does not exist.
The
cloud is not real.
This is real. These are real things. Back up, focus. Yeah. These are real things, okay? This is a real, tangible thing that will live forever, well, God willing.
Yeah, God willing, feet don't rise. Yeah, no.
You know, and it is a disservice to our clients to not offer them these things.
I see. I'm gonna look at this.
So this is a little, good. I know it does feel
this
nice.
This is a baby book, yeah?
This is for a baby book, yeah.
Oh my God. Who's this little guy?
I know, so freaking cute. Oh, do you believe it's Paisley? Baby Paisley.
Flat lay? I love a flat lay. These are great. Oh, so, the baby.
Little it's hands. Just so sweet. A little tummy. It's so cute.
Oh, I know her.
You do. That's, one of our friends whose name's also
Hacienda?
Lindsay.
She worked there, I think.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Yeah. So, Emerson, when we're talking about albums, this is how I do it. And I really feel like this is, again, dealer's choice on how you want to run things. In the initial client call, tell all of my clients when we're talking about what's included.
Yeah.
You have the right to go and print your own things,
yeah.
but you won't.
You won't. You won't do it.
You will not do it.
So let's include it.
I'm just selling you guys albums right now. You will tell your clients you probably won't do that. You probably are not going to actually
print. This is across the street. I know this area. Yeah. That's like, BMO.
But for the people that aren't watching us and you're just listening, we're just perusing through sample albums that I have in the studio. Doing?
Watch.
Click you should be watching. Wow, but if you're driving, dude. I'm happy for you that you're just listening.
Is this our couple this weekend? Who are these people?
They're gorgeous. In a couple of weeks. Yeah, maybe you're not so lucky.
I don't think I am.
We should be telling our clients why printing their photos is so important. And one of the things I like to tell people is, have you ever gotten together at a family gathering and been like, hey, everybody, come sit around my 13-inch MacBook? Probably not.
I think I'm going to take up smoking now.
Yeah, it sounds awful, right? Whereas if after your wedding, all of your friends and family are together at Christmas and you pull out a gorgeous 12x12 album that includes all of the most beautiful moments of your wedding day,
exactly.
or you pull out a photo book of, you know, a newborn session or something like that, people are going to be obsessed.
They're going to hold it, touch it.
Yes, like, it's beautiful. It's tangible. It feels like a real thing. And these photos then will live longer.
So back to your...
The shelf life of a digital photo is a second.
Especially when the cloud doesn't exist.
The cloud does not exist. The cloud is real. Is not real. The cloud's not real.
I really love this.
The cloud?
Are we going to slowly devolve into a conspiracy
theory? The cloud is not real. Have you ever seen it?
Clouds are not real.
Have you ever seen the cloud?
Might as well be a chemtrail.
Like, listen, I'm not a scientist, but the clouds are not real.
Never seen a real cloud in my life. Back to your point about talking to clients and saying you will never print these your own on your own. What do you say to them after that point? You say,
oh, and listen, I'm not an overly salesy person. What I always tell people is your package includes coverage with me.
Yep.
It includes the right to go and print these yourself. Mm-hmm. However, since you will never do that, your online gallery has a print service included in it.
All the major ones do.
And within 2 weeks after your wedding, you're going to get a discount code. That's when you're going to want to use it. That's when you're going to want to print your files.
Yeah.
That's when I want you to do it, because that's when you are still the most excited.
Yeah.
You're going to put some things into your cart and you're going to get started on it.
Absolutely.
And like then I still remind people with automations at different times of year because of pick time, thank God.
Yeah.
I run like a Christmas automation.
Yes.
I run a Mother's Day automation.
Father's Day.
Yeah. Like
Flag Day.
And you just get some, from a photography perspective, some random sales. But for those people, they're like, hey, I missed the 2 week after the wedding mark.
Shoot.
But I got this a year later, so I'll do the Mother's Day one then, whatever.
Yeah.
There's no wrong time to sell these things, really. Yeah. There's no wrong time to like support your clients through a little wee sale. And there doesn't even have to be a discount necessarily associated with it, but I do find a discount to be rather motivating.
Do you, so you've for some of your packages, though, for photography, and you can look this up, all of our pricing is public mm-hmm. online, which is a great way to do things.
I include some
of
them.
Some of your packages include...
In the big boy.
The big boy.
Yes, in the big boy, I include...
Can we change it to big boy?
I actually am going to change collection one to the big boy. Absolutely. One of my clients years ago called it the holy shit package, and I was like, that's it. That's the one that you're like,
Okay, we'll do this. Yeah.
And that one includes three albums because it's traditionally, and this can be whatever you want it to be, but it's a client album and then their parents.
Mom, dad.
So I do have one that includes it. So for the people that are like ready to go, I know that I'm going to want books. I'm going to do that.
Which is also a great primer because people are shopping. People mm-hmm. be shopping.
Absolutely.
They're going to look at all the lists of prices that you have and they're going to say, oh, well, the big boy package includes three albums. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing. Well, we can't really afford big boy. We're going to go down one ladder step. Yeah. Same thing that Apple does.
Exactly.
And we'll see what this has. Well, it doesn't have big boy albums, but I can order albums and they later. Try to customize their own mm-hmm. thing mm-hmm. in a way that probably psychologically works out in your benefit.
The big boy is actually so terrible for me financially. So bad. And I tell my clients that from the hop, it's actually way better for me if you go for the $7,000 yes. one instead of the $10,000 one, because the $10,000 one is costing me more.
Yeah.
Cost me way more. Three books plus rush post-production plus like
in a nice way.
I include literally everything in my a la carte in the big boy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what we're calling it now. So the way that I've priced it is that includes absolutely everything. And then the step down from that is like, that's like just the more reasonable price point that I'm comfortable with. And then they can order these books at any time later on.
But it will cost more to do that as opposed to going
with Big
Boy.
It's going to cost them more for sure.
Right.
I think, Emerson, however you structure it, there should always be some crumbs left at the beginning to be mm-hmm. like, hey, you're going to be getting some information about books. You're going to be getting some information about whatever. I do highly recommend Pick Time because it takes a lot of the
administration
labor
workout.
Oh my gosh.
Setting up your own promo codes and stuff.
The labor of album ordering is massive. So I do
allow you've been through the thick of it. You were at a time where it was not automated at all.
No.
You had to do everything customized. You had iteration periods with brides and grooms where you have to go back and forth.
And I'm still doing that. I am still doing that because when people order the big boy, they or even when they just want me to design it and they don't order it through Pick Time, I'm designing it. So I'm like down to like, do you want this size or this size?
Do
you want velvet or
vegan
leather?
This? Yeah.
Do you want emboss, which is this, or do you want this gold
leaf
thing?
Kind of?
Oh, and if you do that gold, you can't get this font. Also, and it's just so many things. And then they decide they want more photos added in. So then we end up with a book that's the size of this one, which is a 12 by 12. It's like actually challenging for me to even lift it.
I haven't seen this big boy.
Oh no.
Oh,
this one's
gold. This is a nice little leaf.
I know. So these books that you're seeing, if you're watching this on the tube, which you should be, it's massive. These books are all from Wooden Banana, which is what I would highly recommend. Wooden Banana. They are an incredible album company. Their pricing is disturbingly good, like to the point that I'm like always nervous, like why is it so inexpensive? And the quality is phenomenal. They are like fine art quality books. They are stunning. The printing is beautiful. They're always very, very fast with their delivery. So these ones that you're seeing, I ordered myself, but you can actually still get these through Pick Time as well. Mm-hmm. I just like to design my books through Fundy.
Yes.
So if you're going to go the route of designing your own books, I designed them through Fundy and the Fundy album.
What's your promo code for that?
I don't even have one. I'm sure Taylor Jackson has one, but wow. Yeah.
This is substantial, dude.
It is time consuming. It really is. But when you think about the value that it brings to your clients and the value that it brings to your bank account, you'll be happy that you did it. Like if on half of your weddings you were able to make an extra $1,000 or $2,000 on albums, mm-hmm. minimum, right? Like some people are really going for it. Some people are like way better at sales than I am.
Right.
And they're actually getting on the phone with people afterwards and being like, hey, like now's time to do your album ordering session. You know what I mean?
Like make it part of the thing. We're like, well, we're doing this. You knew that.
Yeah. Like you can have those conversations with your clients if you really want to, if you really want to go ham on it. It's not for me. I just don't have the capacity at this moment, but I think albums are nice. I would recommend other add-ons that I think are really good. Emerson mentioned is like a Rush post-production.
Yep.
That's a really good add-on. You do that, right, Tim?
I do that. Yeah, I offer that.
What other add-ons do you do?
I've done a few same-day edits for video. I probably won't do them again for a while unless things get really automated in a way where I can just plug the SD card into a computer and it runs it for me.
That'd be so fun. We'll get there. I'm sure there's an AI coming.
There's got to be something. But that required a lot of mental energy, and it was a great day, and I loved doing it at the last one I did. But probably not for a while. I also have an add-on of raw footage. I am a nerd. I love looking through old raw footage from family events that are shot in VHS. And I think it's super valuable. One of those things, I think you mentioned as well, Emerson.
Yeah.
Doing an add-on for Super 8. For raw footage. Put this down. It's very distracting. It's so heavy. Good God. Hair on it. That's something I've offered recently. I used to just say you can have it if you want it. Give me a hard drive. Now I'm realizing that's silly. And
it's time-consuming.
It's still,
you have to scrub through the audio to make sure Lindsay's not swearing in the background or something insane. You know,
So I've offered that as an add-on, and a few people have purchased it, which is great. And I keep things forever. And I let people know that, hey, if you ever want something edited or raw footage in the future, I have everything backed up on the thing that doesn't exist, the cloud, as well as several hard drives that live on-site and off-site from my home. So opening it up in a way that, you know, PickTime does, where a month, a year from now, 2 years from now, they can still access these purchasable add-ons, is a great way to grow your business and also just provide value to your couples. Mm-hmm. One thing I'll say, the antithesis of an add-on that you would do for, like, you know, someone buying something extra, if you really want to do something like I've done with Super 8, I just increased my prices and included it with all of my video packages. Yeah.
You force them to have it. It's yours now, babe.
But the beauty of that is I can decide to take it away for a 6-hour package. You know what I mean?
Right.
I could do that thing where I have the ladder of, you know, what they want to purchase, show them the golden goose at the top, the big boy that includes Super 8, and then be like, well, you want mid boy? You want low boy?
I can't. No Super 8
for
that.
But you can add it on for this price.
Yes.
And that ultimately just drives everyone to go to big boy.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting about album sales? I used to do way more when we used to do in-person meetings. So our client consults used to be in person, and they would hold them and they'd be like, I have to have that.
Yeah. How do I have this?
So, but since COVID, I only do calls either on the phone.
It's really hurt sales, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's really interesting. I had an in-person client meeting last week, and that client was like, well, I'll have to get one of those.
Okay.
And it's so funny because they were such a budget conscious couple.
Yeah.
And they're holding this and they're like,
well, we have to have it.
Well, we'll find room in the budget for this.
Must have
it. You know, but then they said, and this is an important thing, and this is what most people say, well, we won't plan for it in the package now, but we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Make a note of that.
Yeah.
If somebody's telling you that they really want it, but they want it later, either you can make a decision. You want to offer them a discount to commit to it now, whether that means that, you know, they're actually paying for all of it now, or they're paying for it over the next year or something like that, whatever, or just put a note in saying they loved this book, remind them when you deliver how much they loved that book, and then do the offer again once they've finished paying off the wedding.
A lot of websites and a lot of PickTime and Pixies have included, they'll show you what a few of your images look like on a print
in the
like
product,
a kind of like a superimposed of what your photo will look like hanging on a wall. I just had an idea, and I don't know if it's an idea yet that exists, and I'd probably mail it to myself before I give it out to the world.
Oh, okay. Well,
but you know how couples, they will, in lieu of a gift, they'll donate to like a cause or give money towards our honeymoon fund.
Yes.
Why isn't there a registration for couples who want to do like a crazy amount of albums or prints that they can bake in, and then ultimately, you know, the guests can give money towards something like this?
Photography services. I think I've seen something similar done where people will ask for, you know.
Is that weird to do? I feel like it might be weird.
No, but you know what I would do?
What's
because
that?
PickTime and Pixie said they have gift cards.
Oh.
So you could tell your clients, by the way, if you want for a shower, if you don't know what to ask for, or you have a family member that wants to give you a gift, here's the link where they can go and they can purchase a gift card of a $500 denomination or $1,000 or whatever the heck. I don't know how generous people are feeling, but like, and that can go towards a print credit with me, or we can put it towards your balance.
Amazing.
Right? So
that's, I wish there's a way to It sounds weird to me. Automated. Again, this is a stigma that I live with, and I get it, Emerson. That feeling of like the icky salesperson. And you get over it, I think, right?
Oh, you just get over it.
You get over
and
it.
And I think it really does come down to automating it because some days I'm feeling extra salesy and I'm like, I can do this and I don't mind going for the ask at all because I truly do believe in these things.
Yes.
And I agree with you.
Fully believe
I agree with you, Tim. It does not feel good to upsell people on things that they do not possibly need.
But these things
will never upsell someone to a 12-hour package when they very much need a six. Yes. That would be insane. That's wild. I would never ever do that.
So you're gonna be bored for six of those hours.
When I read some of the things in like I'm very sneaky.
Okay.
I am a Facebook group infiltrator.
Okay, don't tell us how you're sneaky. Whisper in all of the in-person sales Facebook groups.
Nancy, bring it down. I can't get quieter than this. It's literally just how my voice is. But I'm in the in-person sales Facebook groups, and I won't tell you which ones. You can find them on your own. Actually, I'll tell you off the air.
Do you have
off,
a Finsta? Do you have a fake?
No, I use my own.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we can not that we secret. But I have joined. I'm just a curious little cat.
Sure.
Just a curious cat. It's for research purposes.
Of course.
But I'm in the in-person sales groups.
Okay.
And once a week, someone's like, I have some really angry clients.
You can't get quieter.
They're like, I have some really angry clients. They only wanted a family session, and now I've got them on the hook for $20,000 in prints.
Amazing.
Because I'm so aggressive with my sales strategy.
That's outrageous. That's amazing.
And I love it for them on some levels, but that's what happens when you sell people shit that they don't need and they never wanted, but they bought because you're really good at sales. And listen, I believe that the people that are doing IPS, it's very similar, like we were already talking about, MLMs.
Yep.
It's very similar to MLMs. They truly believe that you need it and it's going to change your life.
Yeah.
They really do believe you need the 12 by 12 metal print on the wall right next to the, you know, they truly believe that you need that, that it'll change your life and it'll make you happier. But I don't believe in debt.
Yeah.
Just like I don't believe in the cloud, I don't believe in debt.
That's not real. That's not real.
That's very real. That's a very real thing. Yeah. And I never want to put my clients into a position just because I'm a very convincing person.
Yeah.
Where they're like, well, we shouldn't do that, but we're going to do that.
But what, we can get a second credit card, no big deal.
Why not? Put it on the credit card, right? Like, I'll be the first person to talk you out of something if you definitely don't need it. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'll be the second person. You'll be the first person because you've been doing this since your Blockbuster days.
Look at sorry, April.
Yeah.
Emerson, I hope that helped in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I think it did. That. Yeah.
I think it did, Emerson. Yeah. I'm just saying to him, it did.
It did.
Emerson, look at me, looking in the eye.
You're fixed. Congratulations.
Emerson, it's fixed. So to do a TLDR.
Yes.
Here are the things that will help you make sales.
Number one.
Pick time.
Pick time.
Big time. Pick time. The automations are ungodly. And I've used Pixie Set and I've used Smug Mug embarrassingly.
And they're not
and they just
level.
Don't have the automations that are required to make sales.
Number two.
They're really beautiful for the gallery systems, but they're not sales oriented. Number two, Wooden Banana. The other thing that Wooden Banana has, if you want like a quasi version, and this is not a TLDR anymore.
No,
I'm so
course.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, of course we'll come back to it. I'll try to keep us on the track. It's fine.
If you are wanting a somewhat customized thing where you're not doing a full automation, but you want to do more, Wooden Banana has editable Canva guides where they editable. I love saying
you said it really well there.
Thank
by the way.
You. Yeah. I thought about it. So I was so happy that you noticed.
Yeah.
Editable Canva guides where they will send you a 20-page PDF. And this is what I send to my clients that shows them photos that they've taken, stock photos that they've taken of all these books. It has samples of the fonts. It has samples of the fabrics and all of that built in. So you can send that to your clients. And it's a little bit more of a one-on-one sort of...
A hands-on experience
for them. Customized experience.
So I'm going to go for number three.
Go for it.
Have a big boy. Show them
big boy
what they could have in terms of a package that includes all the add-ons that they might want, need, care for, hope for. And so they know that it's something you can do. It's not something that's a la carte at the bottom of the menu. Most of the time, these add-ons exist. There's packages at the top, and then at the bottom, add-ons, which just makes sense, right?
Yes.
You start with the big thing, and you throw some shrimp on it, you throw some potatoes, you're at the buffet, and you're just adding to the plate. If you include all the things you want them to know that exist in the big boy, they'll know about it, and psychologically, they'll be looking for it in the other packages to differentiate the big boy from the mid girl to the low friend,
little baby boy.
Yeah, little baby boy. So that's my third point. Is there a fourth, or are we out of points?
We did it. I don't think that we can improve on that. We just did the world's longest TLDR of all time. But
what are we at? Oh, we're at an hour three. This is great.
Oh my gosh!
Look at you, extra stuff.
Look at us. Look at us. We went from therapy. You guys got to listen to me almost, you know. Yeah. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Also, if you're attending the Canada Photo Summit in a couple of hours, depending on when you're listening to this on Monday, what's the first thing people can look for? Oh, we're doing a photo walk, me and Liam. Look forward to that.
Badge ceremony at the badge pickup event.
Yes.
You're going to meet us at Bodega Rose, which is our favorite restaurant in town.
The best coffee shop.
Listen, there's going to be spicy rigatoni at the badge pickup. So I can't wait for that. Baby. I just gave away a secret. But if you're listening to it, it's today. And then, you know, there's going to be some really fun parties. Mm-hmm. Imagine is a really big sponsor. Yep. So Imagine's going to be sponsoring one of our parties at Kentucky. That's going to be so fun.
Yep.
You're going to hear from a ton of really incredible speakers.
Yeah.
Photo Meike, Jason Vinson, Sam Hurd.
Jacob Clark.
Magic, the Taylor photographer. Jackson. Oh yeah, Taylor's sneaking in. Actually, we haven't even told anybody that yet. No,
exclusive.
No, it's not a surprise. It's okay.
It's
a good surprise. Now, Taylor and I are going to split our time because I was having a mental breakdown, and Brittany DiPaolo, which I'm so excited about. Brittany is a luxury event designer, she's going to be coming and sharing her experience on, like, the woman has done like installations for huge luxury brand. So I'm very excited about that. Am I missing anybody? I hope not. I don't know. We've just been riffing. But anyways, it's going to be really spectacular. If you're not coming, I'm so sorry for you.
Check us out. You'll watch vicariously through everyone's Instagram.
All of our Instagram stories and whatnot. But make sure that you're following Canada Photo Summit on Instagram because, you know, if, and I can't say, it's not like I make the decisions or anything, but if we were to do another Canada Photo Summit, I imagine that there would be some kind of early bird special.
What?
I imagine there'd be an early bird special
sale?
Some sort of sales automation.
What?
Some sort of tool. So I would keep a little eye out for
just the one
that. And we are going to be recording with some special friends next week. So I cannot freaking wait. Thank you so much, Tim. This has been spectacular, as always. It's always so nice for us to just hang out and force other people to be part of our friendship. It's so funny. It's literally a scheduled time for Tim and I to hang out and just shoot the shit, and you guys get to listen.
Shoot the shit should be our...
Should be
our sister podcast.
It's probably taken. I guarantee it's taken. If Shoot Your Shot's taken by like five people.
Shoot the shit is definitely taken. Yeah. Thank you for liking, commenting, subscribing, giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and for subscribing on YouTube. We love to see and hear from you. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, hot takes, we've been drinking Starbucks
lattes
the whole episode. So if you heard ice clicking, that's what that do. Reach out to us on the Shoot Your Shot podcast on Instagram. Slide nose first into the DMs and tell us how you want to live your life, and we'll do our best to tell you how that works. Tim and Lindsay out.
Tim and Lindsay are out.